The South African Local Government Association is not happy with the allocation of disaster relief funds. It says Treasury has allocated municipalities just over 250 million rand during the pandemic. There are now concerns that that money won't be enough to meet the needs of those municipalities. Remember, President Cyril Ramaphosa also announced that 20 billion rand will be allocated for municipalities. Let's now speak to Thembi Nkadimeng, who's with the South African Local Government Association. Thembi, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time on Afternoon Drive. Let's start with the pressures that municipalities have been feeling during the lockdown. How bad has it been?
Thank you very much, Clement, for the opportunity. Look, the directives emanating from the disaster management fund, I mean, rather disaster management as a overall from COVID-19, have placed a huge financial burden on municipalities.
Mm.
For example, Department of Health has been relying on us to assist identification and make sites suitable for quarantine, SASA assistance with our community halls for the payment of their grants, small MEs for the licensing of informal traders, homeless people. And I'm talking about things which have been outside what the mandate of municipalities is about. And that created on top of their own pressure that we have, for example, like water provision of houses, which had never been adequate even before COVID-19.
Mm.
So the impact of COVID-19 with regard to our financial status quo and standing as municipalities has only increased and placed us in a huge financial burden.
Yeah. I want to ask about the 250 million rand that's been allocated. There's also this 20 billion rand that's on the way. Isn't that 250 million rand helping cushion the blow? And when are you expecting the 20 billion rand?
Well, the 250 million cannot be able to cushion the blow, Clement. And we have made an example for in our debate with the department that, for example, one municipality receives only 30,000. And now we are on day 45 or 47 of the lockdown. This is the money that has just been released. So all municipalities have not received anything in terms of all the services, fumigating of taxi ranks and deep cleansing of areas, detoxification of settlements in the city of Johannesburg and other areas. We are saying, for example, you need around 1,000 rand for each and every employee who is currently giving essential services in a municipality to be able to be properly protected with the public PPE equipment. If you receive 30,000 rand and you have got 114 employees that you need to cover, how are you going to be able to do that? It is not sufficient. But secondly, this was the 252. It's part of a 354, which we believe should have been allocated in its entirety. Because the initial disaster fund to municipalities should have been 354. Now it's 252, and currently that 252 have not been allocated in its entirety. Only 150 has been allocated.
Mm.
Now let's come to the 20 billion. The 20 billion will only be released after the appropriation bill process of parliament has set. And it's estimated to happen after July 2020. Now, today, me and you know that we are on lockdown level 4, quite a number of municipal services also on top of the essential services have got to be opened up. Your revenue collection areas needs to open up. You need to provide PPE, you need to provide training. And if you are a hunter municipality in Northern Cape, how are you going to be able to deal with that to ensure that there is proper protection of employees so that they can service people properly?
Mm. And the concern that some people have been raising, Thembi, is whether the money will actually get to do what it's intended for. What measures are in place to ensure that this money that is allocated to municipalities and even the 20 billion rand that's still on the way won't be looted and it goes straight to what it's intended for?
Look, at SAGA, we stand for consequence management. We stand for accountability. In fact, we not only stood for that in the previous administration, just before the elections of last year, we tabulated to the department a consequence management framework meant to strengthen order and discipline with regard to the municipal sphere. And we are hopeful that with time, that will be taken to Parliament, adopted, so that we could be able to place any other person at a municipal sphere who's not appropriate to utilizing the funds which are meant to develop people. The Constitution clearly creates measures. Section 154 of the Constitution says departments, either at the provincial level or national level, must support and put measures in place to make sure that the institutional capacity and arrangements of municipalities is strong and accountability is high. Mm. So let also the department in government make sure that they utilize Section 154, which does not need any promulgation. It's there. You can read it. It's simple and straightforward. But second, we can only deal with lack of accountability by making sure that we hold people accountable. If a person is utilizing funds in a not appropriate manner, the consequence management need to be able to be indicated of that. I'm glad that the AG, now that his bill is set in Parliament and is able to take consequences after this level of audit of the past financial year, this will be the end where consequences will not be taken. It will change the status quo. But we are now talking about the accountability, which already has its measures. We have requested the president, whom he has agreed and has announced, that he will bring AG closer to the monitoring and ensuring that they bring experts to municipalities to assist with the spending of the 20 billion. So systems are in place, but consequence management is the answer, not only in local government, across government, to make sure that every cent we receive as public representative goes to where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, and, you know, I suppose, you know, when you're talking about the intervention by the AG there, what I'm thinking about also is how some of his staff members have been receiving death threats. You know, they've been threatened because they've been, every time they issue reports around irregular expenditures at that level of municipalities, there are some senior officials who threaten them. So that intervention is good, but there are also some of those factors to consider.
Well, yes, there are factors like that, but we could be able also, from another angle, SAPS, intelligence unit should be able to strengthen the period, because AG does not walk in any time. It's legislated, it's proper, and it could be managed properly. And part of our plan speaks at length about that. Mm. Municipalities are supposed to submit their annual financial statement on the 31st of August to the AG. You submit on the 31st of August, the AG then sends a plan, which usually starts around the 1st of September.
Yeah.
So if we know that there are, let's say, four deployed officials from the AG coming into Municipality A, and we realize that the potential of threats is there, we just need to enhance security for the official staff to make sure, for the AG staff to make sure that they are able to get the department, the documents that they need. Another element talks to the destruction of information, which gets to be destroyed because people don't want to submit it to the AG.
Right,
we also need to put consequences that you can't spend and tell us you don't know where the receipt is at the end.
Yeah. Let's hope those consequence management and accountability mechanisms will be working. Thembi Nkadibeng, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. She's the president of the South African Local Government Association.